Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You may have heard of people hugging cows to support emotional and mental health. Our KNX Heroes of the Week say it's totally a thing, and there's much more to it.
The story of The Gentle Barn is a story of love, a story of survival and healing and heroism. And the heroes are not just human. Many have four legs. Some even have wings.
We have horses, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, turkeys, dogs, cats, birds.
The Gentle Barn was started in 1999 by Ellie Lax in Santa Clarita. After rescuing several neglected animals from a petting zoo, her dream of helping animals and people heal became a reality.
Animals are so incredibly life-changing. Number one, they give us unconditional love, which some of us don't get from other people. Number two, they're not judgmental. So we always feel okay in our own skin around them. Number three, when we're with them, we're holding them. We have empathy, we have compassion, we have kindness. So we often feel the best versions of ourselves around animals.
The Gentle Barn quickly grew, and so did the family. Jay Weiner fell in love with Ellie while volunteering.
I had been saved as a child by animals and wanted to always connect back with helping the animals that had helped me. I joined the board of directors, and soon after that, Ellie and I fell in love, and we decided that we were going to do this thing together. It's gone from half an acre backyard to a multinational nonprofit in four locations.
There are more than 100 rescue animals, including an emu, all ready and willing to give hugs and cuddles.
Our emu, his name is Earl, and he is like a giant Muppet. He is so great. He has these three dinosaur toes. He's got orange eyes. He's got crazy feathers sticking up everywhere. And he is the nicest, nicest guy. And you can cuddle with him and kiss the top of his head.
What would you tell somebody who came up to the Gentle Barn and was a little hesitant maybe of doing this?
I would say that all extraordinary ideas always started with somebody raising an eyebrow and saying, "That sounds crazy."
But this is not crazy at all. And I personally know firsthand the power that hugging a cow can have. Ellie Lax and Jay Weiner of The Gentle Barn are our KNX Heroes of the Week.
Don't knock it until you've tried it. Come on in, put your face against this cow, put your arms around them, close your eyes, and that's all it usually takes.
KNX Heroes are brought to you by California Resources Corporation, saluting our military veterans and all of our heroes. If you'd like to cuddle a turkey or snuggle with a pig, connect with Ellie and Jay at the Heroes page at knxnews.com. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.